Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Tuesday, April 7th, 2009. We have a very windy day here in our rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania location. In fact, our internet's been cutting in and out, and we hope we can get this message up today. Well, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and this week we are considering what our Lord went through in those days leading up to the cross. Today's message is simply titled, Spitting, and the text is Matthew 26, verse 67.
Then they spit in his face.
Well, today's topic may seem rather appalling to some of our listeners. The act of spitting is not a pleasant subject for discussion and really does not require a definition, which in itself would be distasteful.
I suspect most of us first learned to spit when we were taught to brush our teeth. Our moms probably taught us by demonstration.
And as I consider it, that is an instance where spitting is good. Mm-hmm. It's designed by God in certain applications in our personal hygiene.
Or poison that's swallowed as a child. Yes. I remember Esther getting some India ink in her mouth, and boy, I wanted her to spit in the worst way. I was trying to teach her.
Well, I, Stephen, may spit, but never Brooksine when I'm out on a walk in the country and away from others. This is especially true if I'm with a group of men. I certainly consider spitting rude in front of others, though, particularly women. When I do spit, I do so where people will not be walking. Although as our society has gotten cruder and cruder, it seems I see more and more people spitting on the walkways. It's a pretty gross sight to come upon, or even worse, to step in.
Well, we have a vivid memory, Esther and I, of something that happened about 15 years ago. Do you want me to tell it?
I think you tell the first part, and I'll step in.
Well, Stephen was thoroughly splattered by spit about 15 years ago when we were on vacation in Vermont. We'd gone to a county fair, and he was studying the face of a llama, and with the wind velocity of a surprise tornado, he suddenly got spat in right in the face. A big splattering of thick yellow yuck.
It was awful. Well, Brooksie and I, Esther, just couldn't stop laughing as I immediately ran to a bathroom. I just couldn't get it washed off fast enough and even now practically gag at the memory. It was all over my t-shirt as well, so I then darted to the car and pulled off the putrid shirt. Well, it was the closest I could get to ridding myself of the horrible experience before I could thoroughly shower at the motel where we were staying.
And I wish I could provide readers today with a great visual, but I didn't have a picture of it.
Yeah, it seems like we did take a camera. That was before the digital age, and so many of those pictures we no longer have. Well, that's the only time I can ever recall being spit upon. But Brooksine recalls riding the bus with a special needs student in junior high school who endured abuse by our classmates daily. She recalls they would sit behind her on the school bus and spit in her hair as they swore and called her filthy names.
It was a horrible, horrible memory. This week we are considering the many forms of humiliation our Lord endured during his time of suffering, culminating with his death on the cross. The Jews, common with all the people of the East, had an intense abhorrence for spitting. Spitting was considered among the Jews as an expression of the greatest contempt. It's mentioned in Deuteronomy 25:9 and Numbers 12, verse 14. Even to spit before another was regarded as an offense and treated as such by the heathen also.
Such a form of ridicule is hardly known by us today, although I can't imagine any culture where being spit upon would be considered an honor. Well, this last year we learned that throwing one's shoes is an insult in some Middle Eastern countries. Perhaps a more contemporary example, admittedly distasteful, is the deep personal insult and major offense of someone thrusting their middle finger right into our face. Well, hurtful actions can speak even louder than unkind words sometimes. I wonder if at times our actions toward our Lord defy our words of adoration and praise.
Our daily text states, then they spit in his face. In context, they were the teachers of the law and elders who had assembled for a mock trial. This vicious treatment of Christ is a clear fulfillment of a messianic prophecy written some 700 years before our Lord's suffering, and it's found in Isaiah 50, verse 6. It says, I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting.
Well, the Greek word "patuo" translates spit and is an onomatopoeia. I remember that from one of those interesting words as figures of speech. It is the formation of a word imitating the natural sound associated with the object or action involved, such as cuckoo or boom. And can you hear this in tuo?
Can you picture these scorning mockers spitting in the face of their Creator, the Redeemer of the world? Matthew carefully records the detail that they spit in His face, not just in His presence or at His feet.
Well, today, again, this Holy Week, let us consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men. And let us with renewed resolve stay faithful to the One who suffered for us, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart.
Let's pray together. Jesus, Your act of humility in the midst of ridicule, mockery, and abhorrent behavior by the very people that You created and willingly died for is not a picture of weakness, but instead it is one of incomparable self-sacrifice. You could have called a legion of angels to reveal Your power or to put Your accusers in their rightful place, but You chose to walk the road of humility and obedience all the way to Calvary, motivated by Your redemptive love for mankind. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Amen. The latter part of her prayer, of course, is a portion of the great hymn. Well, thanks for joining us today. An unusual message, we realize, but as I studied for today's text, I find even many of the commentators don't spend a lot of time pondering on that, and it's just one of the many forms of indignity, as we considered it wasn't necessarily a form of physical pain for our Lord, but tremendous humiliation to be spit upon. He had plenty of the physical pain as well. Well, thank you again for joining us. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, April 7th, 2009. If you're going to go to the site today, we will be adding music through the week as well as keeping the music up. We've previously suggested, and today we have a couple of more songs dealing with redemption and the cross. And we welcome you to click on our site to listen. Our main photo today, by the way, is a photo taken by a friend, Mike Stillman, when he was in Israel just a couple of weeks ago. It's a photo of the Sea of Galilee, and a reminder of that place where our Lord walked and lived and eventually died for our sins. Well, blessings upon each listener today. Continue to stay faithful to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.